Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So yesterday we had Will DeMayo in, our buddy from Gravesend and all that stuff. We had a great time.
BK in the house.
Yeah, people like that spot. It was just fun chopping it up. You two volleying back and forth with Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
So that went very well. So then after the show, I've been in touch with Will, obviously, and we were trying to exchange contact. So I was like, all right, I'll put you guys on a group text.
Yeah.
And I sent it and you never responded.
I never got it.
But I'm looking at it right now.
To stuff that I didn't get.
Dude, look at this. I have, because that's what I'm trying to check. Here we go.
I mean, I believe you. Oh, he must think I'm an ass.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I thought so too. I'm like, what is BT doing? I'm trying to set him up.
Hey, Will, thanks again for coming in. Great spot. Appreciate you. I put your new BK buddy BT on here and then we'll roll back. Yeah, of course I would have responded to this.
So you didn't get it. That's what you're saying.
I didn't get it.
All right, so what's the issue here?
I don't know.
And then it makes me think,
digital,
especially now, it makes me think, are my texts not going through? They better be going through. Text and calls and messages. We need to make sure that we're on par.
Especially now, some important ones I got to get read and received. Sal, how quick am I on the text?
Usually pretty good.
Usually.
Come on, man. You got to be honest. There have been some times where...
Well, I mean, listen, sometimes I just don't feel like risking. So that's
all right, but that's part of the deal.
Well, but I'm also not the.
You said you were quick on the text. I had a call on how it is.
All right, I appreciate the check, but maybe I should refine it and say I am quick on the text when it's a text that I'm interested in. I'm not just going to give you smiley face, although we actually do a lot, like with the thumbs up or the exclamation points emoji. If it's something about the show or something that's really important, I get back in a minute.
So now my question is,
Hop, on the other hand, is a turtle or a tortoise?
Yeah, he just flat out ignored some of our texts.
Sometimes, yeah,
he did. To be fair, he's traveling with the Giants or he's coming off the overnight schedule. So to be fair, we can understand that, and probably just doesn't want to deal with us after the long week, which now he doesn't have to. Should I now respond in this group text again? But then I feel I don't want to run the risk of upsetting.
No, I'm going to. But then again, I don't have it, so I can't.
That's what I'm saying. Are you sure?
I will say.
I don't know if I believe you because you've been getting a lot of texts.
You think I'm lying?
Well, maybe you just didn't see it.
I'm going to leave the door open for that possibility. Because I mean,
so before I do anything, I want you to check your.
I will. You don't want to seem desperate here. Of course, I'll take care of it. But the amount of texts that have been, and I know you're getting hit up the way I'm getting hit up.
Yes.
The amount of texts that have been coming in, it has been insane. So, but now I'm pretty good at this. But I may have missed it. But I would put money on the fact that I didn't.
Why don't you check right now? Come on, let's do
it.
I'm
in the middle of posting something.
No.
You know what? No. It's all right. I'll do it for you. Hopefully that saved it. Good, it did save it.
You with the posting stuff. You've been saying you're posting something for the last half hour.
I mean, somebody's got to sell the BT and Sal Live show in New Jersey with Aaron Boone coming up on stage. I mean, come on.
I'll post it already. I mean,
we got to sell tickets.
I get it.
So, I mean, I'm doing two jobs at once here, buddy. So, all right, let me see. Now... All right, so what's the quickest way to do this so we can just move on? Text in your name, which I did.
All right, scroll through your text or search.
Okay. Sal Licata, Sal Licata and Big Zoo, Sal and Hoff, Sal and Chris Oliveiro. That was not good stuff.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding. Sal and Jerry Recco, Sal and Dove, Sal and
Moresh.
That's
how many texts we have?
Sal and Hurley.
You, so you don't delete
Sal
these?
And Dave Myernick. No, I told you, I never delete texts. I don't.
As a matter of fact, I deleted it so soon
Sal
I had to go
Evan
back.
Sal and Evan Roberts, Sal and Aaron Boone, Sal and Jackie from Cadillac. I mean, I got a million Sals and every. I don't have Sal and DeMeo.
All right, I'll follow up. I'll just give you his number.
That's on you. That ain't me.
See, the fact that you have all those still available
look
to
at
me.
This. And there's 30 more. Just don't want to bore the audience.
That's insane to me.
Sal and Rami.
I don't even have.
Brooklyn Sal from SNY. Remember Brooklyn Sal?
Yeah, of course.
Love Brooklyn
Years
Sal.
Ago,
great
I worked
guy.
With him at SNY.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't even have the one with yesterday that I sent the text with Will. I already deleted that. No more BT and Will tech. It's gone.
Well, I mean, you know, I am, as we know, I'm a little more sentimental than you. So, you know, I hold on to certain things. Also points of reference. I don't know. Listen, it's not like it's affecting the space on my iPhone. Now, it's one thing. This is also an issue. Do you save voicemails, Sal? That's a question. Do you save voicemails?
Only important ones.
All right, I've got voicemails from my children.
Yeah, that's what I mean, like those
types. Of course, from my mom. I know you got a bunch from your mom as well.
Yeah.
And I've got a bunch from my dad and a couple from Jen as well that, you know, that I save. Now, the problem is people try to call me. They're like, dude, your voicemail is full. But I can't delete these because they're so meaningful to me.
You're a mess with that stuff.
I am a mess.
By the way, my mom did text this morning, says, tell BT I wish him the best, and she's wearing the BT and Sal hoodie. So there you go.
She's wearing the hoodie. She's gonna, I love you, Mom.
Yeah, look, she's listener for 4 straight hours.
Yeah.
And I'm a little worried about her. You know, my dad passed away. She's by herself, so she's listening for 4 hours. I'm a little worried. You know, as you get older, now you don't have that.
Yeah.
So if she dies...
But don't dudes.
It's on
saying?
Chris Oliveiro. Just know that.
You know what? I'll co-sign that one. Yeah. All right,
I'm blaming you, Chris. If my mom dies now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For 2 weeks or a week and a half here on The Fan. We got to get a shot in.
No, I'm just kidding. BT and Sal on The Fan. Charlie's in Bethpage. What's up, Charlie?
Almighty. What's up, Chuck?
Sal, what is wrong with you, man?
A lot, obviously.
Talking about head of yours. Oh, my God. There's something wrong with you.
What's up, Charlie?
Guys, listen. I got to say, you know what? You guys are like Diaz and Alonso with the Mets. I just don't like what's going on, and I'm sorry. The great things are going to happen to you. 2 years, you're great at what you do. And I can only thank you for the best 4 hours of my day was listening to you guys and going back and forth to the Mets and Yankees. BT, I still don't know how you're a Yankee fan from Brooklyn. Mm. I went that way to help a Christian. Yeah. You went to Good Shepherd.
That's right.
Everybody's a Mets fan.
Not me.
And you're going to be the only Yankee fan from Marine Park.
Well, I mean, listen, kind of true. A lot of my friends really were Met fans. And listen, I love you. You've got a really distinct voice, so we're going to always remember you. But let me at least address this real quick. It's all about when you're born. Now, the one thing you could accuse me of being a lot of things, you know, some hot takes, loud, whatever. Don't ever accuse me of being a front runner, because when I was a Yankee fan, it wasn't necessarily cool. I did not see 77 and 78. I did see 86, and it was shoved down my throat every day. Yankee fan, I held it. I wore it. So come on, Charlie.
Listen, I'm not saying you're a front runner. I'm just saying your dad's a Met fan too.
Dodger
listen,
fan. Who turned it? Yeah. I got you. All right, fair enough. I got you.
You know what I'm thinking about with Charlie? So Charlie, you're a referee, right? And an official.
Yes, I am.
This should be one of you telling at the time I got ejected. Go ahead and say what it's all.
No,
it's
no,
all
I don't
good.
Need to say anything. I'm just saying you. Maybe you two. There's some little. You know, he's an ump or an official. You're.
Oh, God.
I would have never thrown DT out of a game. I'll tell you that right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Miscarriage of justice. That umpire did me dirty. I didn't do anything wrong.
Thank you
taking
for
that one to the grave.
Charlie, you're the man. We appreciate the loyalty and your support, and you taking the time to call.
He is
right
great.
There.
He's listen.
Did we meet him in person? You did, yes.
Yeah, I met Charlie. All these calls, I mean, God, they're amazing. There's certain voices that definitely stand out a little bit more. Charlie's voice is very distinct. Very distinct. And by the way, there's a lot of others that are very distinct,
100%.
Too.
And he calls all the time, generally
always.
First on the board. So, and we've had the chance. I met him at the Boomer and Geo Live at the Paramount in Huntington, not last year, the year before, I guess it was. So
okay.
I met Charlie
is that when then. They put, was Joe Douglas there? Because I know they've had
no,
a couple.
No, not that one.
Was that when I think they did something to Schwartz, where they dumped over
yeah,
Schwartz's
that
head?
Was, well, yeah.
Tomato sauce. But that, come on, man.
That was one I remember changing. Spike was getting changed into his Wendy's costume. He dressed as the girl from, I guess, Wendy.
With the pigtails?
Yeah,
the
exactly.
The red pigtails?
Yeah, so I was helping him
that's
change.
He got dressed up as that?
Yeah, dude. And I'm
I don't
in
think
the,
I ever
I'm
saw
in,
that.
Like, I'm helping him in the bathroom, getting him changed. I'm like, what? This
he's certainly
like,
skinny enough
I know
to look
I know you're the
part.
Boss, but what are we doing here? Boomer was down in a bottle of whatever.
Casamigos,
I think.
I heard Boomer was rocked.
That was a fun night, but I met Charlie then. Yeah,
okay.
I think we had just, that was our first fall together because that was the winter.
Okay.
And I remember wearing the BT and Sal hoodie. I think it was.
Did you really wear the hoodie?
I think I did.
That's
wear
nice.
That.
Marash was there, wasn't he? What's he yeah, like, baby New Year?
Marash right? was there and he got yelled at by Spike because Spike thought he was drinking on the job. Meanwhile, he had, first of all, Boomer was feeding him stuff. Oh, no. Boomer was feeding everybody drinks.
Of
so
course.
Marash was having a drink. And then I think Spike thought Marash was going to light a cigar, but it was only a prop for his bet because he was dressed as a baby.
Yeah. Baby New Year,
yeah,
I think it was.
Something along those lines where he was getting yelled at by Spike. He's like, I'm not even doing anything. It's a, you know, it's a prop. It's part of the beat. That
he
was
does
Marash.
Get a high-pitched voice, yep.
BT and Sal on the fan.
Like
you want to break here or call? Okay, let's get one more call. And Pete is calling from Seaford. What's up, Pete?
Hey, Pete.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good.
Listen, you know, best of wishes to both of you with whatever comes next. You know, I'm going to miss calling in. I didn't always agree with you guys, but you guys always gave me a lot of rope on the air, and I appreciate that.
Thank you.
You got it.
You know, I'm the Met. If Steve Cohen is going to spend the next 5 years, like, monogramming his face onto poker chips and picking out the carpet in the high rollers room, just let me know now. You know, I don't need to pull my kid out of school on a Tuesday in May to go to a game. You know, I probably went to more games last year than I probably did in the last 3 years prior put together. And for them to not even sit down with Alonso and pitch him on the vision, hey, man, you could be the most beloved Met since David Wright, hit your 500th home run in a Met uniform. Oh, by the way, you'll have a guy that's on base 40% of the time batting in front of you for the rest of your career. All this stuff, the fact that that's not even worth a conversation, to me, is just a total disconnect from reality. It's a real disservice to the fan base who sold out this building time and time again last season to watch an all-time choke job. And by the way, and you guys talked about this months ago, you know, not only are we going into this season with what seems to be a giant plan B, Mendoza's on the hot seat, right? We talked about
100%.
You know,
although
hold on, Pete.
I think certainly if the Mets brought back, you know, most of the pieces from a year ago, and they were, and thanks for the call there, Pete. Really, thank you very much. And they're like, I'm just throwing 11 and 19, or 12 and 17, or 22 and 35, and it just looked ugly. There's no doubt in my mind he would get fired during the middle of the season. If they enter with a very different roster where some young kids are, with Jed Williams, Benj, they're getting some run, you know, maybe a little Vientos, McNeil combo at first base, who knows, a couple of young pitchers, then I think that actually changes it, where I think Mendoza, provided the young players are playing with passion and show some aptitude, then I think, even if they lose, I think he's fine.
Yeah, I feel like the bottom line comes down to winning. Ultimately, it's hard to justify.
Even with our stripped down roster?
I think this team has to win. I don't think there's going to be patience for a full rebuild. Benj playing is fine, but it better be next to a stud in the outfield. You just signed Soto. There's no point to sign Soto if you're not going for it now. They will build a team. It may not be the sexiest team in the offseason, but they will build a team that will be a playoff caliber team. And as long as they win and are a team that people could be like, you know what? Kind of like they were the Indians in Major League, where it's like, this team, they're bleepy, and this team's
the opening day when they're lining the field, the two groundskeepers.
And all of a sudden, now obviously it's not the exact same thing, but all of a sudden you start to like some of these guys, and maybe they're not so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that, going into the season, is going to have that type of feel like, this is ridiculous, lost all our guys. And all of a sudden they start to win, start to play some good baseball, and you're like, maybe this can be a fun team to get behind, and maybe Stearns does know what he's doing.
That's possible. All I'm saying is, because he brought it up pertaining to Mendoza, like, if the Mets had everybody back and maybe made another, well, they would have had, even if they had everybody back, they have to get arms either way. So let's say that Pete was here, and Nimmo was here, and the guy, and Diaz was here, and they got a starter or two, I mean, a really good one, even if it's not Schuble, Peralta, you get Michael King, whatever, and they're struggling. He is absolutely fired early next year. All I'm saying is, if the Mets go into the season and the sports books have them at, 79.5 wins, and that's possible if they don't have significant upgrades and they rely on some of the young kids, which Stearns could, and then they fire him after a lackluster start. I don't think that that's fair. That's all I'm saying.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Much more of your calls when we come back. 888-808-1019.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.